This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Takes a deep breath and deals. Crow Armstrong swings, and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field line. This one is gone! Grand slam home run, Pete Crow Armstrong! Cubs take the lead! 8-6 over the Reds here in the seventh.
Still puts me on 10, Tanny. Still.
It's another one.
All right, I won't go into it. Shout out to Sticky Fingers. Anyway, this is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a lot to discuss on this last hour of the show, including the MVP candidacy of one Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, it's viable. Top five among all National League players easily in terms of that conversation. Maybe top three in terms of that conversation. And by wins above replacement, he's number one, right? In the National League right now.
It's fun when you legitimately have... Here's what's crazy about the Cubs lineup right now. As we're past Memorial Day and they're playing a really crappy team in the Colorado Rockies. Maybe the worst of all time. That you have two guys who for sure are MVP candidates in Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker. You also have Seiya Suzuki very quietly having a great season. Not a good one, a great season.
Best season of his Cubs career. Leads the majors in RBIs. Just won National League Player of the Week today for the second time in his career.
Now, granted, the Cubs have had to deal with a lot of injuries so far, and there's another one that we can add to the list, Speaks.
Yeah, Miguel Amaya is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, our Bruce Levine has tweeted a little while ago, with that oblique injury. So that's rough, man. Obliques everywhere. So Amaya with the oblique, Ian Happ with the oblique, Javier Assad moved to the 60-day when he re-aggravated his oblique. Who else? Seiya had one, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, then there's the hamstrings, but all the obliques. Is it fair to ask the Cubs questions about their training?
Yes. Anytime that you have a specific type of injury, it should be questioned, and then the team itself should go, hey, is there something that we're doing from a training standpoint that we need to change? The answer might be no. It might be coincidental that all of this is happening, but you might also find out, like, oh, yeah, we should probably we should probably just chill out on this or this or this.
Lawrence, I've had a pain in my chest that sometimes I feel towards my back. And you ever have that thing where you're like, am I having a heart attack? No, it's just some muscle. It's just something mm-hmm. muscular. And you're like, I don't know what that is. And so I've had that for a while now. I think that's my oblique. It's got to be, right? It's up here.
Probably not your oblique.
You don't think so?
Maybe your lat.
Is that where it is, Alex?
Maybe a pulled bicep.
I don't know, because the bicep's all the way over here.
I mean,
the tricep?
Chest muscle.
The chest. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's my oblique,
pec.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, the pectoral.
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a torn pec.
But I'm not.
You been lifted?
No.
Oh.
The answer is no. And I am not a rotational athlete, so it's not really a concern for me.
Have you been trying out like yoga and stuff?
No, I have not.
Because sometimes like some of the rotational stuff in yoga, even when you're doing it slow.
Yeah.
Can lead to things.
I need to do things like that. I haven't been. I think that's the biggest issue for me. But either way, I'm not a Cubs catcher. And for the next 4 to 6 weeks, neither is Miguel Amaya.
That's what they're going to ask you on the 18th.
Well,
hey, Speaks, we need you to catch a couple innings while you're here.
Reese McGuire is here, and he's not going anywhere. It'll be Reese McGuire and Carson Kelly on this roster, because Bruce also added that Moises Ballesteros is not an option right now. They don't believe in him as a defensive catcher, and we all knew that was a possible issue, and this year has brought that right to the fore. He came up and only DH'd, and he's not even an option right
now.
Well,
the good thing for the Cubs is that for now, they seem to have solidified their third base issue by sending Matt Shaw down, working with him, bringing him back, and I think he's been better at both. Defensively and offensively, he's been a better player since coming back from Iowa. So there's that part.
Yeah, and there's also another former major league catcher at Iowa. Seems like every team has like one or two of those vagabond catchers in their minor leagues. Reese McGuire was just hanging around down there. That's a big league caliber catcher who came up and played.
The idea of, hey, we're calling you up. Uh-huh. Okay, I got you. Hey, you're starting. What? I don't even know these guys yet. Yeah, we're going to start you. Oh, you hit a home run? Oh, you hit another home run?
Yeah.
That's a pretty epic way to join your team.
Carlos Perez, the former big league catcher, Carlos Perez, the one time. Is that a Rockies uniform? What uniform is that? Oh, no, that is, I don't know. That's a minor league uniform.
He was in Cleveland, wasn't he?
No, it's not that one. It's a different Carlos Perez. There are multiple Carlos Perezes who were catchers in the big leagues.
Is Tucker Barnhart, has he hung up his catching gear? Can they get him back?
I think he's somewhere else. I think Tucker Barnhart is playing in the league. But he might be in the minors somewhere. Carlos Perez played for the Angels between 15 and 17.
Oh, Tucker's a Ranger.
I knew he was somewhere. And then this Carlos Perez played for Atlanta and Texas in 18. So they got another one. There's never a shortage of veteran catchers who can hit or are hanging around looking for a chance. McGuire, though, I guess can hit a little bit. There he is.
Well, he
sacrificed bunt yesterday, too.
Which I'm against, but it's fine. It's a guy that, especially when you have a guy who hit two home runs
two
in the
homers,
game.
And then he's doing a sacrifice bunt the next day.
I can't stand it. But, hey, ordinarily, that's what you would ask Reese McGuire to do.
Yes. All right, look, you teased it. Let's get to it. I can tell you with very solid authority that the guy who's calling just about every shot, especially in this Cubs bullpen, is Craig Counsell. In terms of the roster, like, you're seeing the roster churn that's gone on, and it happened more over the weekend. Julian Merriweather, see you later. That's from a highly trusted, exalted circle of trust spot to, I don't think we can even use you. Let's designate you for assignment. In a matter of days, Julian Merriweather gone. Ryan Brazier here. And the
demotion of Presley.
The demotion of Ryan Presley.
Who's been better since they demoted him.
All of it. And we can get into more detail on Presley. His usage yesterday was interesting. But Craig Counsell is in full space command of that bullpen, not just from how he uses guys, but what the makeup of the roster is. And that's good.
I think that's the best case scenario. By the way, he'll join us tomorrow at 2:30 here on the show. I think that's the best case scenario. This is what I wanted. This is what I was talking about all offseason. That last season was Craig looking under the hood of this organization, the stuff that's happening on the field, mm-hmm. the stuff that's happening in the front office. And because he's got experience at, he's been one of the best field managers in the game, and he has front office experience.
Yes.
To have someone like that with a background like he has is really valuable. And I'm glad that they are allowing him to kind of go, yeah, this is what works. This is what doesn't work. This is what's happening in the room. Here's the hard data on some of it. Great. Thank you very much. I want to make this play, this decision, and here's why I want to do it.
Well, and he's the guy who's going to have to make these calls and live with it. And he's showing you a willingness to not necessarily have the lockdown. This is my seventh inning guy. This is my eighth inning guy. This is my ninth inning guy. Because he goes by matchups and goes by feel and goes by who's available. And he's comfortable with that. So let him pick the guys that he has. And that is what's going on. And you are seeing aggression and clarity from the bullpen perspective. Where they're, I mean, remember last year, I think Adbert, he blew five saves by the middle of May. And Presley, to your point, Ryan Presley has lost his job in full, was used only in low leverage, and now has built himself back up where he was handed the eighth inning yesterday.
It didn't go well for him,
as,
though.
As soon as it didn't go well, he had Drew Pomerantz ready. Council had Drew Pomerantz ready to back up and go after the lefties.
We're totally behind you, Ryan.
Yeah, we're
going
totally
out
behind
there.
You. And now we're not, because matchups matter. And he loves Pomerantz and trusts Pomerantz. And Pomerantz came in to face McMahon, and it would have been Tolia to go along with it and got the job done. And then Palencia with a two-strikeout save at home. That's your closer right now. So I like the aggression with which they are making moves in the bullpen, and it is Craig Counsell who is behind those moves. Texter points out, Porter Hodge is an oblique muscle too.
That's right.
So
yeah,
that's
you gotta,
dude. That's a lot of that's four on the big league team.
That's enough to, it should be enough to trigger a review on what it is you're asking guys to do and how they're doing it. It might be a matter of a guy is doing an exercise wrong and it's putting too much stress on a muscle. Like, you gotta review some of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and say, is it something we're doing? Is it something they're doing?
This texter says, Speegs, that's called your old man muscle. It happened. Just take an aspirin and don't complain. See, I think that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what it feels like.
Well, are we also sure it's not acid reflux?
I have acid reflux and take meds for it. No, I don't think it's that.
Okay.
I don't think it's that. I think it's muscular. Another one says, Speegs, you need to go to the doctor. Nah, I don't think so.
That's the problem with us. It's the problem with us men. We don't go. And it's like, oh, yeah, we probably should have gone.
Mm.
They help with things.
Doctors?
Yeah. If you want.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you had that leg thing too, so you weren't able to get as active as you usually are.
It feels like...
Is the knee okay, by the way?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. It feels like there's a lot of doctors coming up empty these days. Am I wrong about that? People go and they get a lot of tests, and then they're like, I still don't know what I have. Okay, see you later. All right, bye-bye.
That has not been my experience.
Viruses. I don't know.
Oh, really? Is this where the show's going today?
Oh. This is your wheelhouse, Alex. What do you think?
I mean, we are doing.
Alex Jones.
There's
is
some
here.
Alternative medicine.
we are doing.
Can I interest you in it?
An Aaron Rodgers segment later. It's perfect.
Yeah, you're
finally,
right.
Speaks has come all then. The way around. He's now an Aaron Rodgers
no,
guy.
No. It's not. I had a thing where, like, my dad was in the hospital and my mother-in-law was in the hospital at the same time, and they had a million tests and they couldn't figure anything out, and it was distressing. Well, happens from time
to
time.
Yes, that happens a
lot. That's
all. It happens a ton, like, with women. Like, when they go and they're like, something's wrong, and doctor's like, no, you're fine. And then they find out.
These were all well-meaning doctors who were like, we're just not sure.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Because viruses be out there going crazy, doing their things.
Women be shopping, man. Women be shopping. But you can kind of sometimes, like, you can grab the bear and you can go, it hurts here. And then they go, oh, all right, well, here's what it might be and here's what it's not. You know how doctors work.
Yeah.
I was just at one last week. Things went good.
Yeah.
So,
Speaks, I did have something similar to what you're talking about.
Tell me, Alex.
And it was my lat muscle.
It was?
Just need to do some stretches.
Okay.
Maybe try that. If it's still lingering,
there,
maybe go to the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Glad we talked.
No shortness of breath, right?
No, nothing like that.
All right, then good. Then we're good.
Yeah.
Then we Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
But you should probably. It's okay to go to a doctor.
Check that out.
Yeah.
All right.
That's something usually that our women friends will tell us to do.
Uh-huh.
And then we don't. Because we're men and we're stupid. It happens all the time.
We are pretty stupid.
Right?
Yeah. You know who's not stupid?
What?
Dan Plesac.
Oh, I like that. I like that left turn. That was good.
It's better than the one I had during Jason Leisure. You know?
Yeah, I mean, no, it made sense. Like, it was an Olympic
thing. The word Olympics had come up.
And you were like, you've been holding on to Mary Lou Retton since this morning. You were like, I've been waiting for someone to get. It was almost as if Jason had thrown you an alley.
That's right. Well, you
so
did
that
it.
You could do it.
You brought up flag football. That's in the Olympics. And I'm sitting here with my Mary Lou Retton bullets in the chamber. What am I going to do? Not shoot those shots? I don't know how to not shoot those shots. Dan Plesac was on with Mully and Hoff, and he gave his perspective on what the Cubs need to be legit contenders.
Offensively, I think they're as good as any team in baseball. They can score runs in bunches, but I don't know if they have enough pitching depth. Losing Steele for the year is a huge blow. Imanaga had a little slight setback with a leg injury. Dave, I don't know if they have enough pitching. Do they have enough pitching to win the Central? Probably yes. The Reds have had a down year up to now. I was surprised. I thought this was going to be the year that the Reds would be a contender, bring in Terry Francona, all the young position players. They're having a hard time scoring runs. I'm not sure if the Cardinals can continue to win at the pace they're playing at. The Pirates can't score any runs. They have good enough pitching. What scares me is the Cubs are going to have to do something now or near the trade deadline, because I don't think consistently. Can they win the division? Yes. Can they go deep into the postseason? I'm not so sure about that, because after Imanaga and Jameson Taillon, who's been good, but then right when he strings together four or five really good starts, he throws a clunker in there. I just don't know right now the way the roster is made up. Love the lineup. They can hit. I think there's some issues in the rotation, and they've got to get some issues with the bullpen. This is the problem, Dave. There's going to be about 15 teams that are hunting for the same thing that the Cubs are looking for. And so unless they can upgrade the pitching, can they win the Central? Yes. Can they go deep? I'm not so sure.
That is a really balanced and well-thought-out answer by a national guy who follows the locals extremely closely as well.
Who's Dave?
That'd be David Haw.
Oh, it wasn't the cat?
Indiana boys right there.
Oh, Northwest Indiana, Region Rats. Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, that's what's going on. Where's Roman Madrowski and Dan McNeil and Mark Lazarus?
He's an Indiana boy.
That's what was going on.
You remember
there.
The Roman Madrowski, Casey Johnson Bulls battles back in the day?
I don't.
Yeah, those guys used to, like, covering the beat. They were both great at it.
Really?
Man.
Oh, man.
And then you get your Bulls info from those two guys just going back and forth. Sun-Times Tribune.
God, I love that.
Big newspaper guys, like, breaking stories.
Oh, I love when there's you know, fiery people like that on a beat hunting stories. We need more of it. That's why Jason Leisure's covering the Cubs and the Sky.
Unfortunately, there aren't as many jobs available.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue.
And the paper keeps on shrinking.
You know, I was thinking about something with a specific stat that really goes along with what Plesac just said, because I noticed yesterday that Jameson Taillon had, what, 7 strikeouts and no walks. He's really good at that. He's ahead of Matthew Boyd, who was up there. And I think Colin Ray was up there, too. Like, guys, starting pitchers who don't walk guys, but will get some strikeouts. So that's a great thing, to limit your walks and have more Ks than walks. It's a great thing in general, but it's also really good over the course of a regular season. But when the playoffs come, you need high strikeout guys. Even if they do walk a couple, you at least need high strikeout guys. So I found myself looking at strikeouts per 9. Just a team stat.
Okay.
Strikeouts per 9.
What you got?
I got the Cubs down at number 22 in MLB as a team pitching staff. And that's the concern, is that you get to the playoffs against great offenses, and if you're not striking them out as much as the other guy, then they will get some hits on you if you don't have enough swing and miss on your pitching staff, which is why, even though things are going well, they absolutely need to add. And it should be in that bullpen, but I won't be shocked if it's in the rotation too.
I think, where are they at? Like, starting pitching ERA, aren't they like 17th, I think, too? And, like, look, the stories of Boyd and Ray and Tyone have been great. I just don't know how long you can count on that being the case, knowing that Justin Steele is not coming back. And what are we looking at, late June for Shota to come back and pitch?
The Cubs are 19th in starting pitcher ERA, 15th in Ks per nine in starting pitcher. I think they're going to be okay over the long haul. I think they're going to be fine over the long season. I think they're going to win this division.
But in the playoffs,
Lawrence, when it's a different animal, that's when we know it's a different animal. I don't want to live in fear of the playoffs, but I'm just hoping that particular narrative doesn't come to play.
I would imagine with them getting off to the start that they're on, that it will, whether it's Craig or it's Carter or it's Jed, I think that they look at this season as we can win something. I do think they're going to be more aggressive than what they've been the last couple of trade deadlines because they know that this offense is good. If we're talking about, what, four guys, maybe five guys being five WAR players in your lineup?
Yeah, this is a real opportunity.
This is when you do it.
You made your deal for Tucker, and if it ends up being a one-year deal for Tucker for what you gave away – maximize this window with that dude as PCA is breaking out, as Swanson is having his best year as a Cub, as Saya is having his best year as a Cub, as your catchers are giving you, you know, career production. Like, this is when you do it. So Kevin Alcantara or Owen Casey, okay, one of those guys
got to do something.
I think they will be very aggressive with the prospects, and it's a time to do it, that's for sure.
With the Rockies in town, we thought that it might be a really good time to chase for disgrace. That's next here on The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score. It's time for the chase for disgrace.
I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people.
What a disgrace.
It's a f***ing disgrace.
That is an absolute disgrace.
Chronicling the 2025 Colorado Rockies chase to become the worst major league team of all time.
It's 23-0.
That's the third Rockies error, and everybody in attendance is either clapping or booing right now.
Even if they finish with 45 wins, they're not going to get the first overall pick. So they even fail wrong.
Can they break the record for futility currently held by the 2024 Chicago White Sox?
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
A chase for disgrace with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is about a recorder. Even a recorder played well is funny to me.
It's the Chariots of Fire theme, which has lost all of its gravitas. All of it is taken away by the usage of the recorder.
I love that.
God, that's a wonderful piece of production. Thank you to all involved. The chase for disgrace. Folks, the Colorado Rockies have played 54 baseball games. How many have they won?
Nine?
Nine games. Nine of 50.
Nine.
Yes.
They're right there. They're 9-45.
Nine times.
They are on pace to win 27 games on the season and lose 135, which is 14 games worse than the White Sox last year, who were the worst team in the history of baseball.
And you would think that there would also be some players like Ryan McMahon that get traded away from this team, too.
He's not very good.
I know, but he's one of their better players.
Dude, when that lineup got posted yesterday,
you're like, who's this guy?
Who are some of these people? I cover baseball for a living. Work 6 days a week. I do a show. They're in town. And I'm like, who are some of these humans on this team? They're horrendous. They're the worst hitting team in baseball. They're the second worst pitching team in baseball. And their organization, their front office is just unbelievably horrific. Lawrence, there was a great article about what they do so wrong. And let me just give you one thing, okay? Let me give you one item. Antonio Senzatella, okay, their starting pitcher, 5 years ago, as a member of the Rockies, Senzatella was pretty good, and he had a 56% usage rate on the fastball, okay, 25% on the slider, and about 20% combined on his changeup and curveball. Over the last 5 years, his results have gotten worse and worse and worse. This year, as he's terrible, he has a 54.5% usage rate on the fastball, almost exactly the same, 23.6 on the slider, almost exactly the same, and a nearly 19% combined on the other two pitches. They haven't changed a single thing about this guy's pitch mix in 5 years. This is the horse of their rotation. He have gone five seasons, and they've never changed his pitch mix. This is how they function on the big league level. That face, man. Lawrence's face. Is that grim or what? That's how they work,
it's
man.
It's gross.
Oh, it's so gross. And this guy's just gotten worse and worse. They haven't tried anything. Every organization in baseball tries something with a different guy every week, every day. They're just letting him go. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Good luck, Antonio.
The chase for disgrace.
They're a lock. They are a lock at this point to dethrone the White Sox.
Don't mush them now. Don't mush them.
Yeah.
A lot of season left.
And remember, the big 4th of July tilt. Well, Rockies and White Sox in Colorado.
So what do you want to happen here for them? You know? Oh, God. What do you want to happen that weekend? You want the White Sox to beat them and chase them further into a land of disgrace? Is that what you want? Or do you want the Rockies to rise up and leave your 2024 White Sox as the worst ever?
I would like for the White Sox to not have that record. We all lived it, so we know that it happened, and they're going to lose 100 games again this year, even though they've turned the soft corner. They're going to lose 100 games again. The thing that – I don't know if you know this.
What?
They're not doing it on Quick Pitch yet, but – on SportsCenter,
yeah,
they're doing a "Did the Rockies win?"
They are
segment,
yeah,
every morning now,
and the answer is almost always no. Yeah,
that's bad.
That's bad branding. Ours is much better, by the way. Yeah, did the Rockies win?
No, the chase for disgrace is far better. They don't even use a recorder on SportsCenter, do they? They don't care. They don't care like we do. How about this? The top five paid players for the Rockies. Okay. Chris Bryant, Kyle Freeland, the aforementioned Ryan McMahon, the aforementioned Antonio Senzatella, and Herman Marquez. Anybody like to take a guess at their combined wins above replacement? The top five paid players on the Rockies.
I'm going to say their combined wins above replacement is 0.5.
Their combined wins above replacement is -2.
Oh, my God.
Their top five paid players have combined for two wins below replacement so far this season. They've made terrible decisions everywhere.
Everywhere. It's heartbreaking.
So are they like, if you're two wins below replacement,
yeah,
are you basically like a minor league level team at that point?
Yes.
Like what level are you at?
You're a 4A team. Like you're a team that's competitive in AAA,
mm-hmm,
but not competitive in Major League Baseball.
Could you make the argument that you can just swap the AAA team for the Major League team and they'd be better off?
You could make that argument. You could absolutely make that argument. Their best player is something named Jordan Beck, and he was leading off for them and playing left field. Hunter Goodman came in at some point.
These are the triple play baseball on Nintendo names. These are not real players.
Yeah. Put them in the name generator and they just spit out baseball players.
All right, let's play a game. You tell me if this person is a Rocky or not. You ready?
Okay.
Braxton Fulford.
There's no way he's a Rocky.
Yeah, he's a Rocky. He's absolutely a Rocky. Here's another one. Ezekiel Tovar. Well, now that's actually a legit player.
He's a good player.
All right, just checking.
Well, then he should elevate his team around him if he's so good.
Zach Veen. Is Zach Veen an actual person?
Are you saying that correctly?
The Bulls traded him.
Yeah, he plays for Sacramento now, not Colorado.
Zach Veen.
Well, they had the guy starting yesterday, Carson Palmquist.
Yeah, Palmquist.
Not Carson Palmer. Carson Palmquist, who with his five innings that he went yesterday,
yeah,
with two earned runs, yeah, I think his ERA went from 12.5 down to 9.
It was 11.88 at one point when I looked up there. That dude was throwing BP, 100%. And the Cubs couldn't do anything with it.
Someone said in the chat, like, their attendance has been decent. Coors Field's a really nice park. I know it's one of the older ones now, but I will say the one thing that I did enjoy about Denver,
yeah,
is Coors Field and that area around Coors Field. It's very cool.
And the airport. You love that airport.
Don't like the airport, not one bit.
Maybe this is what happened. If we can combine some threads here, maybe the Rockies are being haunted by whatever is buried underneath the airport.
There's clearly a lot buried underneath that airport. And there's all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. I am still thinking about going out there, though, for the 4th of July.
Dude, I hope you do.
Flying to Colorado Springs and then driving up,
mm-hmm,
and going to see the White Sox and the Rockies. Because I'm not kidding. Like, the area around the ballpark is pretty great.
It's really a great town, great food, great comedy club. And if you want to see the White Sox, turn that hard corner on July 4th weekend with Lawrence.
Thank you. Watched a movie, by the way, called Sharp Corner the other night. A horror movie called Sharp Corner. It's pretty heavy. Big horror movie kick going on.
Older, newer?
Newer. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'll say that. But that's not the corner the White Sox are approaching to turn. I can't say they're turning a sharp corner. But
soft,
yeah,
corner. I like the idea of us talking about the White Sox
soft
in terms
corner
of the soft corner.
You absolutely.
You get to a six corner and you're not taking the 90 degree. If you're on Fullerton near Chicken Corners, this is you turning on to Elston, not you turning on to Damon.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, do most people understand that terminology? I feel like my wife does not. The soft left or the hard left coming up at one of those kind of intersections. I think most people get it.
I hope so. If not, like, just, you know, try. You'll see it the next time you're at one of the six corners or at actual six corners.
Texture says those Colorado Rockies names sound like those in the baseball game where they don't have the MLB or the MLBPA licensing.
Yeah. Funny joke.
Yeah, funny joke. This is left field Rockies. Left field Rockies.
This is Bryant Chris.
Oh, man. He's not playing.
He made a choice, yeah, man.
So
he made a choice. And look, look.
So do they have like pictures of the players on the website, or is it just shadows?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not a...
Nailed that. It's not great. It's not a good situation.
It's not great at all.
Ryan Feltner. Is that really a Rocky or not? Feltner.
Isn't that the guy who does sales for us?
He's really good. And he and Seth Halverson. Yeah, they tag team the Chicago Window Guys account, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Those are Rockies pitchers. My bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not good.
And that purple, man.
They better not win tonight, man. Well, like, we've been busted or stolen. Well, they go out there and beat the bejesus out of the Cubs.
Well, this is the thing. Theoretically, it can happen in baseball.
Of
but this
course.
Is, the Cubs have 21 straight games against teams that are under 500. This is when you got to get good. So,
this is when you got to get fat. And the beautiful thing is that they took the punch of the beginning of the season,
yes,
which was
did.
A murderer's row schedule, and they
yes,
did just
they
fine.
Did. Yes,
Speaking
they did.
Of which, one of those teams that they saw early on, since we're not throwing bouquets, let me throw one bouquet.
Okay.
Have you been paying attention to what Gavin Sheets has been doing in San Diego?
He's killing it on a one-year deal, isn't he?
Gavin Sheets right now is a 0.6 war player. He's an 818 OPS,
wow.
A 128 OPS plus with 10 home runs and 31 RBIs. They're using him perfectly in San Diego. They have figured out how to do it. They've got him kind of rotating in as the DH, and he's playing a little bit of outfield. Gavin was always one of the really nice guys
mm-hmm.
in what were some bad years for the White Sox. I'm happy that he's in a place where he can compete and do well.
That's pretty cool. Padres have come back down to earth a little bit, 3-7 in their last 10. The Dodgers have, 14 players on the injured list and still lead that incredibly difficult division by two games.
Have you heard about this, that they're taking two different planes?
Who, the Dodgers?
Yeah.
No, did Boomer Esiason report that?
He did not. He would not be happy with two different planes being taken. They apparently are doing, like, they're getting the players out first. So, like, instead of you sticking around and having everything having to be loaded up and all this stuff.
Having to wait for the clubbies and all, all that stuff.
The players are getting on a plane and they're leaving and going to the next place. And then there's a second plane
wow.
that takes Dave Roberts, the staff, and all the gear.
Wow. That's interesting because
they got two planes.
They have anything that they think is going to improve the comfort and performance of their players. They find a way to do it. It's like they have 10 of the good toilets, right? 10 of the fancy toilets with the bidet and the seat warming, the Japanese style that Roki Sasaki asked for. They're like, okay, let's just, instead of get one, why not get 10?
I've heard some insiders around the league say they're trying to acquire at least one more of those toilets by the trade deadline. So keep an eye out for that.
That's good reporting.
That's solid stuff. John Heyman have it. It's all over that.
John Heyman with it first.
make sure you credit that.
When we come back, Spiegs' podcast partner, Aaron Rodgers, has had some things to say. We'll go through it next here on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Beagle and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
One more game to go. It's the Super Bowl for the Bears just about every year because they haven't been in the playoffs.
Hell yeah, Bears are.
Well, that's how long. So if they can't beat us, this is a rivalry.
He gets to still say us as a Packer, right?
I mean, that was last year before the last game. So he wasn't even there and still says us. Does he still get to say it?
I think he's allowed. You spend that much, you win a Super Bowl, you win what, four MVPs? I think you're allowed to still say us.
That's a little sloppy when you're on the Jets, as he was at that point. I would not
doesn't
so
feel,
happy.
Doesn't feel good if you're his teammate.
Yeah.
With the Jets.
If you're his teammate or a Jets fan, doesn't feel very good. But it didn't feel very good to have him all season long.
But look, you've been doing podcasts with him talking about the medical profession. You know him better than most, Speaks.
That's ridiculous. Not true. You make one comment about something and never live it down. That's how it works with Lawrence Holmes, everybody.
Speeds, Rodgers, and RFK.
You and Dr. Robert Malone only talk football. You didn't talk about any of the other stuff.
That's all we did. And I went ahead and went swimming in that river that was just filthy and covered in sewage. Just wanted to prove a point. But Aaron Rodgers was on a podcast. He was on the YNK podcast. That's what it's called. Rodgers was on it. And he just can't stop talking about the Bears.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security.
Can you take it easy on her on this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's
go! On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
I was born and raised in Chicago, so as a Bears fan, I want to ask how much you contemplated retirement. You know, you play golf. Play more golf, man. You don't have to sign anywhere. Just, you know, take it easy.
You want him out? You want him gone?
Best to greener pastures.
I'm guessing you're like the normal Bears fan. The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year. One. We added this guy and that guy, and we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh, man. Look out.
This is it.
Right? Packers fans, we know that, right? And what does every coach that signs of the Bears say? We got to beat the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Packers don't give a
What a jackass.
He's a great villain.
Oh, my God.
He's a great, great nemesis.
I've got a lot of hate in my life for like actual people that I control, because I truly believe in leading with love and kindness, have empathy for people, lead with love, and you know, and it will come back to you. I believe in that karmic circle. But in terms of Aaron Rodgers, God, I effing hate that guy.
He's a great villain.
I give into it with the full power of my soul. I really do. I love to hate that guy, just in a sports sense. You know what I mean? Feels really good.
Not when you and RFK Jr. and him are doing your podcast about ayahuasca.
I won't even make a podcast with that man.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't take ayahuasca with that man.
Yes, you would.
I would destroy his darkness. You would
bring him to the light?
I would turn on the lights. I would go down there and flip the lights on at his darkness retreat. Oh. The Steelers are in Chicago in week 12. That's what he's talking about, right? Not the Vikings.
So are the Vikings.
I know. So both of them. But I think he's talking about the Steelers. He's got to be locked and loaded for Pittsburgh. He'll be there by minicamp, don't you think?
I don't think he'll be. I think he'll be there by training camp.
He'll be there by training camp, not minicamp. Yeah, I guess. So, I mean, why? You might as well try to torpedo them with your selfishness like you did with the Jets last year, I guess. If you got a chance to ruin two heritage franchises, I mean, you got to go for it. Such a bad.
Are the Steelers of Aaron Rodgers away from winning the Super Bowl?
Which Aaron Rodgers?
Even the one that last year, I know we hate him, but his numbers weren't terrible last year.
I don't think the Steelers are an Aaron Rodgers away, but he's better than Mason Rudolph.
Everyone's better than Mason Rudolph. And I think they're just holding the space. Just, we'll wait.
Yeah,
we got nothing else to do. No one else is out there. And then we will have to punt on the season if he's not our quarterback.
So Sunday, the 23rd of November, might have to get a ticket to that one to go and boo Aaron Rodgers.
He owns you. He freaking owns you.
God.
Did you know that?
He's totally right, by the way, about Bears fans every single offseason.
Yes. Yes.
He's 100% correct.
That's why I say he's an excellent villain.
I know.
Yeah, but the guy was right about him being old and needing to retire. So yeah.
I feel like with the young person who asked him the question, he probably could have backed off on the language a little bit. But it's fine. That's just a small criticism of someone who I think is a great villain. If you miss any of our conversations, like the one with Nico Horner from earlier in the show, you can go back and listen with the rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started. Great job was done by all. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to Tanny. For my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow when we talk with Craig Counsell at 2:30. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Cubs baseball coming up in about 45 minutes here on The Score.
But I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.